Ben Merrill scored 2 goals and Will Ingemann made 25 saves as the Penticton Vs doused the Trail Smoke Eaters with a 7-3 win at the South Okanagan Events Center on November 11. Merrill, a 6th-round draft pick of the Montreal Canadiens, now has 8 goals on the season and was named the game's first star. Casey Brown, Ryden Evers, Louis Wehman, Anselmo Rego, and Simon Meyer also scored for the Vs, 1-3-5-0-0, who have won back-to-back games and sit in sole possession of second place in the Interior Conference. Ingemann recorded his 9th win of the campaign in front of more than 3,100 people at the SOEC for the team's annual Remembrance Day game. The 788 Dragoons Royal Canadian Army Cadets and 259 Panther Royal Canadian Air Cadets were included during a pregame ceremony. Ridge Dawson had 2 goals for Trail, while goaltender Tegan Kendrick made 21 saves before being pulled in favor of Ryan Parker early in the third period. Stefanik also scored the Kootenay-based club. The Smoke Eaters, 1-0-6-1-1, jumped out to a 1-0 lead midway through the first period, thanks to Dawson's 5th goal of the season. Brown scored his first career BCHL goal before Merrill gave Penticton a 2-1 lead heading into the middle frame. Early in the second period, Evers went end-to-end and tucked the puck around of pad of Kendrick to make 3-1 for the Vs. Wehman, who joined Penticton's roster last week after starting his season in the United States Hockey League, scored 7 minutes later to extend the Vs' lead. After Stefanik scored late in the second period to cut into Penticton's lead, Rego, Meyer, and Merrill scored in succession to make it 7-2. Dawson notched his 2nd marker of the night with less than 1 minute left in the final frame to put a wrap on the 7-3 final. Penticton's win comes 2 days after it beat Salmon Arm Silverbacks 5-2 on Saturday night. The Interior rivals sit in 2nd and 3rd place in the conference, respectively, and are separated by just 2 points. The Alberta-based Brook Bandits, 1-6-1-0-0, remain in 1st place. Penticton hits the road for a pair of games this weekend, as it visits Cranbrook on Friday and Trail one night later.